Woodstock 2004, starring the Ticket Time Wasters, big name celebs and midget wrestlers. This weekend, brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're wrapping up for today. Big Dick Hunter is here now.
Fellas, hello. Right, hello.
How you doing?
Tonight at 8:10, Dave Capps is going to be up here. He is the owner of Capps Van Rentals, but we're not talking van rental specifically. He's up
here.
Why
not?
Well, because we have bigger...
I thought he might have been the sponsor of a back-in-the-van scene might have working.
Oddly enough, we are renting our van from him this weekend for the Girls Gone Wild trip to Mardi Gras. But it was through that we found out that he has started a website called NoJonesTax.com as kind of a preemptive strike against the idea of a publicly funded cowboy stadium. So we're going to get him up here to talk about that.
How can he be something already that he doesn't even know what it is?
Well, here's the thing, though. I think I can probably say, and I don't know about you, Grego, because I know you're opposed to these things, too, as a rule, but I think I can say I am against any publicly funded stadium that is going to involve increased car rental and hotel taxes. I want the owner to pay for it.
Because that means when Girls Gone Wild comes through here, they'll have to pay more, and they might be less inclined to do so. Therefore, you can't hang out with them.
They stay at that Zha Zha, so they don't really worry about it.
It's Zha Zha.
Whatever. Zha Zha.
He doesn't stay at the Zha Zha.
You know, I just think that, you know, odds are I'll probably be against it too, but I want to see the specifics. I want to see what the tax is going to be. Yeah. And what the ramifications are. I just think it's real tough to just say, all right, we're against it. We don't know what the deal is. We don't know what the benefits are, but I'm just against it.
See, I can understand that, but at the same time, we've seen these models time and time again, and they don't work.
Here's the question that I want answered that nobody's ever been able to. If stadiums are such a good deal that they tell everybody, then why aren't big corporations building them to make money, like people that own malls and other real estate? Why aren't they building them arenas where they can make money if it's such a good deal?
That is an excellent point.
They're not.
That's right.
I mean, no individual or no corporation wants to build them. They want cities to.
Yep. You're absolutely right about that. And you
Which
know,
is the way it should be.
And I agree. I think that the consumer should pay for the product that they use, you know? If you own a coffee store and you want to raise the price of your coffee, you're not going to try to get some sort of sales tax levied to help you out. The people
that
are going to pay for it.
But if you don't build them the stadium, the team moves. You want that?
I don't care. I mean, I care less about that than I do having to pay for a new stadium. Somebody's got to draw a line. Somebody's got to say, we're not going to be held up like this.
And see, and somebody like the Cowboys, they're not going to move.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they were saying in Cleveland.
Well, you know
what they were saying in Los Angeles.
You know what we have then, Grego? We always have the Dallas Desperados, right?
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not going to move anywhere.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do this. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with a word.
A restaurant.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are. Expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
A restaurant. Even though the Rangers wrecked the last few years, A-Rod took the title of Captain Doodoo from Danny. Does he relinquish it back now, or does he keep that when he goes to New York?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
A restaurant. It will be wonderful when the Rangers win more in 04 than they did in 03, and the Yankees don't win the World Series. Then baseball will finally realize that the earth revolves on an axis and not a rod.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
A restaurant that sells popcorn.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I'd like to see.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Restaurant. I think that sorta is a pile of poo.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
A restaurant. Can you believe that moron said scope gate?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
A restaurant. Grego, where's Doug Melvin now? He's so great.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
All right.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit, Thanks to you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We are back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
The ticket number